The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, talk, sports. This is a terrible place to be as a human being. This is a terrible place to be as an adult. This is a terrible place just to be. That I am no longer going to believe anything anybody in the public eye says. I'm not. When it comes, all right. I'll refine that just a bit. I don't think I'm ever going to believe a denial again. I know you might think I'm talking about Chris Christie, and to a small degree, I am. Chris Christie made his adamant denial, and then later Friday, there was an additional document dump. And there's going to be investigations, and this thing is not going to go away. What he did on Friday to try to make it go away is not going to, or Thursday rather, is not going to make it go away. It's just continuing to mushroom. And the reality is most people didn't seem to believe Chris Christie's denials. What I said, here's what I said. I don't know that I believe him, but I thought he sounded believable. Well, then why don't you believe him? Because so many people sound believable when they're lying through their teeth. I pointed to Ryan Braun. Don't know if you caught it last night. And it's funny because I don't normally watch 60 Minutes. I should, but I don't. I did watch it yesterday. I watched it last night where Tony Bosch, he of the South Florida Anti-Aging Clinic, now long defunct, Biogenesis, better known for providing performance-enhancing drugs to Major League Baseball players, went on 60 Minutes and talked with Scott Pelley. This was right after an arbitrator reduced Alex Rodriguez's suspension from 211 games to simply a full season, 162, which means he would be out for the 2014 season. Ryan Braun, of course, took a suspension of about 55? However many games it was that completed the 2013 season. So technically, he's available to start the 2014 season for the Milwaukee Brewers. I listened to Anthony Bosch. I listened to Scott Pelley question him. And as Scott Pelley pointed out, we know this, Anthony Bosch has lied. He's been on both sides of this issue. How seamlessly people can lie. I mean, I've always known that. But, here's the thing. They presented a lot of text messages. The text messages between Tony Bosch and Alex Rodriguez are very damning. Tony Bosch said there were times Alex Rodriguez didn't like needles, so he actually shot him up. And Bosch talked about, and I did find this interesting, by the way. And this would explain why right before a playoff game, Ryan Braun's numbers would have been through the roof. Bosch claims that if you take this just the right amount before a game, this testosterone, it actually does give you an energy surge, a power surge. But you have to time it out just right. And then he talked about this. He said Rodriguez got away with this for a long time, that Rodriguez was subjected to random post-game urine tests and passed them. If you didn't see this interview, you might wonder how that could be. Well, if he actually used, how could he pass the urine test? Remember Ryan Braun kept saying, I've never failed a test before. Guess what Bosch taught these guys? Did you see the interview, Jason? It's fascinating. He taught them that they had to be very careful with that little cup that you take into the room for a urine test. Don't put the beginning of the stream in. Don't put the end of the stream in. Because anything that's accumulated in your system will be front-end and back-end loaded. So I know this is not the most tasteful thing to hear at 8:44 in the morning, but if you begin your urination in the toilet, stop, fill the cup. Jason, you were aware of that. Yeah, I was not aware of that. Apparently, it's extremely effective. Nothing is 100%. And they also talked about how critically important it was to time this out right before games. So these guys actually at least thought that they were getting a big boost from doing it. But then 60 Minutes tracked the text messages to A-Rod's results. Boy, it looks pretty conclusive. Games where, you know, do this. He'll have a two-run, four RBI, you know, two-home run, four RBI game. You can track it pretty closely. My perception, my belief had always been that this stuff was long-term. You know, when you look at the Brahma Bull appearance that a lot of these guys got, that it was simply an effort to beef yourself up, make yourself stronger over the long haul. What Bosch seemed to be saying, and what the statistics would seem to bear out, is it had more of a situational use. I didn't get that. I did not get that from my long-term belief on these things, but that may have just been me. So Bosch went into a lot of detail talking about what Rodriguez did and didn't do. Rodriguez's attorney then just said, well, that's absolute nonsense. Here's where it got really interesting. And Major League Baseball Players Association is furious. Bud Selig went on last night and piled on. And the Players Association is just stunned that he would do that. But I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, well, I believe Rodriguez's attorney is lying. I know Bosch will lie if he has to. When someone denies something, no matter how sincere, no matter how heartfelt, this is just a horrible place to be. My inclination is going to be not to believe them. Even if they've never lied to me before. My boss has a saying, I believe someone until I catch them lying to me. That's a healthy place to be. But the reality is, I don't think you can, I don't even think you can do that anymore. I really don't think that you can. It's just a very, very sad place to be. By the way, for the rest of this interview, Bosch said he injected drugs into Rodriguez because he was scared of needles. So at times he would ask me to inject, Bosch said. Bosch described Rodriguez as secretive and himself as accommodating. Try to use service elevators. Careful. Tons of eyes. Rodriguez wrote to Bosch in a text message in June 2012 in Atlanta. And here's the other thing. Bosch's attorney is trying to say, well, here's what he really meant in those texts. Because they did use code. Rocket was an injection. Gummy was one of the lozenges. Oh, yeah. I mean, it looks kind of silly now that they think they would be fooling anybody with this stuff. And this is where MLB Players Association went nuts. Bosch said he loved the game of baseball. And Scott Pelley said, well, how can you say that? When you've done the damage that you have done to Major League Baseball, this is cheating. Bosch then said, and he meant literally, everybody does it. If you're Alex Rodriguez, how can you not do it? When you know the guy that's trying to throw you out at first base did it. When you know the guy who's throwing the pitch to you does it. When you know the guy that's trying to catch the ball in the outfield does it. He essentially said everybody does it. An indignant Scott Pelley of 60 Minutes, CBS News anchor, of course, said, of course, not everybody does it. And I got to thinking about that. Well, no, he's lying again. And then I got to thinking, how many more does he know about? Okay, you can say he's saying that just to cover A-Rod. On the other hand, he just spent the whole segment throwing A-Rod under the bus. But to try to justify why Alex Rodriguez would do it, saying everybody does it. Scott Pelley, just disgusted with that, said, well, of course, everybody doesn't do it. Who among us, until all of this hit the fan, thought Ryan Braun did it? If there is a way out there, and even after it hit the fan, a lot of people believe Ryan Braun. The perception was, as I mentioned earlier, oh, you would know if someone did it. Look at McGuire. Look at Sosa. Look at Ramirez. Look at Bonds. They all beefed up like cattle. And everyone is convinced, well, that's how you know. If they do, they have. If they don't, they didn't. That's not fair. Some guys could beef up naturally. They could. I've heard the accusation that official Ed Hockules of the NFL on steroids. I'm guessing they don't test the officials for steroids. After watching this NFL season, I do think they should test them for vision. Don't you think this is the worst season ever for officiating? I mean, by the regulars. It's been really, really bad. The thing I noticed in the playoffs is, for the most part, they decided not to call pass interference. I mean, they must have all gotten together on that, because it seemed to be in almost every game. By the way, this is why I should stick to my preseason predictions. Preseason, I said the two best teams in the respective conferences were the Seahawks and the 49ers and the Patriots and the Broncos. And then I got all wobbly during the regular season because there were ebbs and flows, and my preseason picks were spot on. Now with these two games left, I don't know what to pick. And I really don't like Pete Carroll, but I like Russell Wilson, so that's really tough. I really don't want the 49ers. The last thing I want in a Super Bowl is Harbaugh versus the hoodie. Oh. And that's, I just have a feeling that's what it's going to be. 49ers versus Patriots. I would love to see Seattle versus Broncos. You think it's going to be 49ers versus Broncos? I hope you're right. Boy, if there's any time Manning can get past Brady, it should be at home. It really should. By the way, I can't remember. Was it Dan Dierdorf that said it? I agree. Continuation of the greatest quarterback rivalry in NFL history. Because they were both so good for so long. And it was always so meaningful. It has been so meaningful every time they have played. You know, it had been the Colts and the Patriots all those years. Now it's the Broncos. I think it really is. Unitas and Starr was considered pretty good in the 60s. It doesn't come even close. Doesn't even come close. No, don't misunderstand. I'm not agreeing with Bosch that everybody does it. I'm not suggesting that. What I'm saying is you just don't know. You just don't know. There are some guys who are just naturally big guys. Reggie White was a naturally big guy. He didn't, to look at him, it didn't look like he went to the weight room in his life. It just looked like he was a big guy. All right, enough on that, but I really did find it interesting. I have several things go. We got a ton of stuff as always, but there, I really want to try to limit the show because there are a lot of hot items. There was a huge victory for conservative free speech in Wisconsin on Friday. Huge, huge, huge. And the only reason we know about it is the Wall Street Journal has a source very, very close to the John Doe investigation. It appears on Friday the John Doe investigation into conservative groups in Wisconsin was gutted. A bunch of subpoenas were quashed. This is only known because of leaks to the Wall Street Journal. After the Journal reported it Friday, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And by the way, if you missed Friday's show, the Journal Sentinel has the whiniest, most thin-skinned editors in America. Anyway, we took PolitiFact to task, and they had a meltdown. Anyway, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel also reported on that over the weekend. We're going to get to that. And what a big deal it is that it appears much of this investigation has crumbled. Even though it's still secret, we're not supposed to know any of this. We'll get to that. Also, I need to shake up the show a little bit. I've been in an email debate with a liberal relative. What he sent last night, I have to share later in the show. He wants me to tell him, where am I wrong? I'm going to let you tell him where he is wrong. But this is an incredibly revealing peek into the liberal mind and how they think jobs get created in America. It really is rather amazing. We'll do that. Speaking of how jobs get created in America, there is a piece out there, and I want to thank the listener who sent it to me, that exposes a racism that neither left nor right has caught on to. And I want to get to that as well. However, we're going to start things off at 9:06, and you're going to want to be here. At 9:06, we're going to have a guest in studio. And at 9:06, there will be unveiled a new effort in Wisconsin to combat liberal media bias. And the really cool thing about it is you will learn how you can be part of it. And it is, I'm just telling you, it is very exciting news. And we will share it in 8 minutes. It's 8:56.